Essay On the Trans-Siberian by Kip Cates. What's the longest train ride you've ever taken? 5 hours? 10 hours? My longest train ride was 1 week. That was the time my wife and I rode the Trans-Siberian Railway back in the 1980s. The Trans-Siberian is the longest railway in the world. It starts in Moscow, travels across Russia, and ends in Vladivostok. The entire journey takes 7 days. Before boarding the train, I was worried. I was brought up during the Cold War and was taught that Russia was the enemy and that Russians were evil. I was also worried about boredom. I kept thinking, what will I do for 7 days on a train? Finally, I went to a bookstore and bought 7 English books. I figured if I read one a day, I'd have enough for the trip. The first 3 carriages of the Trans-Siberian were reserved for foreigners. The rest were for Russians. The foreign travelers were an interesting group: Europeans on holiday, Japanese students, an American from Princeton University. Once we were all on board, the train set off. Just as I was about to start my first book, there was a knock on our door. It was a Russian sailor. "Konnichiwa," he said. "I heard there were Japanese here. I often sail to Japan. I have 2 girlfriends in Yokohama." We quickly began a lively conversation using Japanese, English, and Russian. Soon, there was another knock. A second Russian appeared. Then another. Then another. Before we knew it, we had dozens of Russian visitors each day. Students, soldiers, housewives, businessmen, all eager to meet foreign people, practice their English, and make friends. During the trip, interesting things happened, so time passed quickly. One day, a Russian girl came to our carriage.
"Does anyone play chess?" she asked.
"I do," said the American. It was a very unfair match. A 10-year-old Russian girl against an American graduate student. They played 5 games. The Russian girl won each time. Another day, the train staff held a contest for the cleanest carriage. We spent all day washing windows and cleaning floors. However, all the prizes went to the Russians, who were much better cleaners. One day, our Russian friend Sergei whispered, "Come to my carriage at 7 p.m. tonight. Tell no one. It's top secret." What's going on? We wondered. We soon found out. Alcohol was banned on the Trans-Siberian, but Sergei had organized a secret vodka party and invited us along. After 7 days and 9,000 kilometers, we arrived at the Pacific Ocean and took a boat to Japan. Instead of being bored, I'd spent the whole trip meeting Russians, playing chess, attending parties, drinking vodka, and making friends. By the end of the journey, I hadn't read a single book.